If we want to know the word for store, click on store.
D'après-nervic.
Store manager.
Atenek.
And then the clerk.
D'après-nervic.
Anna Pingo is a language teacher in Inuvik. She's one of about 500 people in the world who speak Inuvialuktun. That's the language of the Inuvialuit people of the Western Arctic. We're meeting at Aurora College, which is Inuvik's new center for post-secondary education.
We're just keepers of the language. Yeah. It's like we're mothers of the language, yeah, kind of thing.
That's today, Anna's part of a class. Aboriginal language teachers are learning to use digital translators.
This one here is a unit on things that make me happy. The one that I'll show you in English, it says here, I am happy when I. And then if you just use the stylus and click on that, you'll hear what it says in our dialect. I am happiest when I.
The device is called a phrasilator. It's about the size of a paperback novel, and it's a consumer version of a device that was designed by the U.S. military. Phrasilators have been used around the world since the first Gulf War. But the designers probably never imagined they'd end up here, being programmed in the languages of the Arctic. It's all very new, but Anna says she sees the potential.
I speak the basics and I know how to read the words, but when it comes to putting them in sentences or hearing the proper pronunciation, this phrasilator helps me.
I speak to another teacher, Anna Lee McLeod. She teaches the Gwich'in language class in Iqaluit. When her students use the device, they hear a recording of her voice. She says the important thing is they can listen over and over again.
It's a good thing to use because with a lot of the technology that we are faced with every day, it's easier for them. They can take it home. And it's a lot easier on us as instructors because there's a lot of repetition on your teaching language. You can take the phrase later for an example, and rather than repeating that word a number of times during the day, they can go to the machine and just press repeat, and it goes through.
The machines aren't easy to program, but once they're set up, the students find them easy to use. This year, the Beaufort Delta Education Council purchased 18 phrasilators at a cost of $5,000 each. Andrew Samoyle works with the school board, and he's overseeing the experiment. As he explains, the quality of the translation depends on the teachers. It's up to them to record as many words and sentences as they can. I really wanted to try the phrasilator myself, so Andrew hands me the machine. We set the language to Gwich'in. Good morning.
Van Quincy.
How are you?
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Nika.
It's pretty good, but nowhere near the fluency of a real speaker, someone like Priscilla Haugak.
Priscilla. My name is Priscilla Haugak, and I come from Sax.
Priscilla teaches the local dialect of Sigleton in the island community of Sax Harbor. The language there is spoken every day, mostly by elders. There is a clear gap between generations, something she says is a legacy of Canada's residential schools.
We hear a lot of it in the older generations, like the elderly speak it all the time, and not a lot of adults speak it, but the younger generation, they want to know. They have a passion to know, but it's just a matter of getting everybody involved in all age groups to learn it all together.
While the new technology is appreciated, Haugak says the only real way to keep culture alive is with people. People have to use the language in everyday conversation.
I want to say people will be speaking it 20 years from now because I always stress to my students that this is who we are, this is our God-given born identity, and this is what we should be keeping strong, because without our language, a part of our identity is lost, and it's important for every culture in the world to know who they are and where they come from. And our language is unique to ourselves, so that's something that I hope to see that's going to last throughout the years.
There's no doubt that translation technology is improving by leaps and bounds. At the same time, languages are disappearing. With only a few hundred speakers, it's unclear what the future will hold for Inuvialuktun and other Aboriginal languages. As the technology becomes more common around the world, it will help a lot more people understand each other. Here in the Arctic, it may help a younger generation understand where they come from. For Spark, this is Philippe Morin in Inuvik.